2012 was a terrible year to be a river, or own or work on a towboat hauling barges up and down a river, for that matter. These are just a few short clips of what we heard this year reporting on the barge industry during this historic drought.
Have you had water this low before in your experience?
Not in my experience, no. Okay.
How long have you been doing this?
Since 93.
But most generally, everything's running about half of what it should be.
We don't have the flows off the upper Mississippi River and the Illinois River to support navigation.
You know, if we keep having these situations, we'll have to just shut barge traffic at different locations along all the rivers.
Paducah is the self-proclaimed inland waterways hub of the United States. In recent data touted by its Economic Development Council, in 1 year, 90 million tons of cargo and 8,000 vessels passed through its waterways. But American Waterways Operators spokesperson Ann McCulloch says historically low levels on the Mississippi and fear of another drought threatens the amount of traffic through Paducah and other ports in our region.
Say a typical tow has 35 barges. Some of those movements on the Mississippi River this summer were made much smaller, down to perhaps about 15 to 20 barges. So the industry has already been operating under a reduced capacity, and the continuing drought has really made this a very unprecedented situation.
Low water means less weight per barge, which means two possible things: more lighter barges and longer tows, which present navigation challenges, or more tow boats with lighter, shorter barge tows. This all creates a situation river industries aren't prepared for. They would have to hire more workers for the barges, which is a plus, but transport prices would increase.
It's safe to say that there are thousands of jobs in the states up and down the river that would be potentially negatively impacted if commerce cannot move up and down that vital river corridor. And then the ripple effects that you would start to see in the communities that rely upon the river would grow from there.
The river was not completely without rain this year. What little precipitation the region got kept river traffic from coming to a halt. And the Army Corps of Engineers freed up millions of dollars in federal emergency funding to dredge shallow harbors. But now the Corps is worried about drought in 2013. To prepare for that scenario, it's cutting flow from the Missouri River into the Mississippi near St. Louis. This catch-22 has the barge industry at odds with itself. The Missouri's water is important for keeping stable winter river levels, but if there is another drought, it could lead to both economic and natural disaster.
You know, it's not a bed of roses in the wintertime.
Pat Jameson is a river expert. The Marion, Kentucky native started as a riverboat pilot in 1957. Now he's an expert witness in river industry lawsuits. He says it's up to the barge companies to make the right decision.
And already, I'm sure the barge companies were loading heavy grass, taking more barges, and what will happen once that river gets falling, that channel will change. And then if they keep trying to take what I call over tonnage, you know, overdraft, one of them gets on the ground, then they got to dig them barges off, and that tears up the channel for everybody. So they got to use just a little bit of common sense and not get real greedy.
Jameson says companies can't accept radical changes in how the river naturally works.
If the boats are going to keep operating, they have to, you know, cut back on the tonnage. That's just, it's that simple. And these big grain companies, you know, they think it's horrible because they just can't dial 911 and somebody in the Corps of Engineers turn loose a bunch of water for them. It just don't work that way.
The river industry has petitioned the Obama administration and several state governors to declare a federal emergency to turn the Missouri River back on. But with seemingly larger problems to deal with in the coming days, it doesn't look like Washington is going to act anytime soon, and the Corps says it will stand by its decision to hold back the Missouri's waters. That's the government. But what about Mother Nature? National Weather Service hydrologist Mary Lamb says 2013 will be better than 2012, at least initially.
Through most of the winter months, we are expecting above chances for precipitation, above normal chances for precipitation, especially across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys.
That's not saying much. We ended the year in a 19-inch precipitation deficit. For WKMS News, I'm John Walker.